Is this music burned into your brain?
Oh, it is enough to fill our lives with love.
Do you fall into a nostalgic trance after a fizzy mouthful of Pop Rocks? Are you old enough to remember carrying a metal lunchbox to school? Then you are the perfect age to appreciate a new book called Whatever Happened to Pudding Pops? The Lost Toys, Tastes, and Trends of the 1970s and 80s. Author Gail Faschenbauer Cooper has compiled an encyclopedia of things that make you smile and say, oh yeah, I remember that. And you know what? There is even an entry on encyclopedias. Gail Faschenbauer Cooper joins me now from member station KUOW in Seattle. Welcome to the show, Gail.
Thanks so much.
So there's so much to talk about in this book. I want to start off on a sweet note. Let's talk about candy. I mean, I was reading this book the other night and just howling at some of these entries. I mean, we all remember, some of us of a certain age, there were these super sugary candies. I mean, Nerds and Pop Rocks.
Exactly. Bottle Caps was another
one. Oh, yeah, Bottle Caps.
From the same Wonka candy company. Pop Rocks were huge on our playgrounds because they were the only candy that fought back when they were inside your mouth being eaten. And if you weren't ready for them, they were kind of, whoa, a shocker taste.
Pop Rocks. Introducing Pop Rocks Crackling Candy. They'll burst all over your mouth in cherry, grape, and orange.
Pop Rocks. Earlier, I mentioned encyclopedias, and it's something you don't really think about until it's pointed out, but no one has encyclopedias anymore. I mean, when I was growing up...
Well, and why would we need them, right? We have 26 volumes of heavy books on your shelf that your parents had to pay a lot of money for, but they're outdated. As soon as they're printed, they're out of date. But we loved them. You know, both my co-author, Brian Belmont, and I would sit and read them like they were books. We were just fascinated by the bizarre things you would only read about in the encyclopedia.
So all the stuff is fun, but you have to admit, Gail, most of it wasn't really meant to last. It is disposable to some degree. So why was it so important for you to catalog it like this?
You know, a bunch of reasons, but one of them was that just how far we've come, looking back at where we came from, you know, just the speed of change gets lost sometimes when we're in the middle of it. And I think looking back is something we don't always do enough. Another reason I wrote it was because I'm the youngest of seven and all my brothers and sisters are baby boomers. Their pop culture was dominated my life. And so to look back on my own was kind of a fresh experience for me and a neat treat.
One of the things that you point out in your book is the way that in the 1970s and 80s, we were actually obsessed with the 1950s. Happy Days, MASH on TV, these TV shows.
Oh,
Shana
yeah,
Na
Grease,
in concert.
The movie.
Grease, the movie. Have you thought about why that was? It's almost like this nostalgia doubling back on itself.
I think every generation looks back. When a certain generation gets older, they want to rehash their past. And maybe there was something in the 50s that in the 70s we needed to kind of work through. If you look at, you know, MASH, which was set in the 50s, it was very much a 70s show. Alan Alda was a very sensitive 70s guy, not your hardcore 50s doctor. And so maybe we were trying to look at that Korean War and kind of accepted in a 70s way.
And finally, whatever happened to these things?
New Jell-O Pudding Pops! New Jell-O Pudding Pops!
Pudding Pops are one of those things that when they were here in the 80s, thanks to the Bill Cosby ads, everyone knew about them, and then they vanished for a while, and they very quietly came back in about 2000 or so, but Jell-O had licensed them to Popsicle, so they had a different shape, and people said the recipe wasn't the same. But the joy
recipe
that you would see in a person who would be like, Pudding Pops are back? That was kind of like why we wanted to do the book, to tell them, you know, so many things from your childhood may be back. They may have different names or different formats, but a lot of this can be found, and we're going to tell you where you can find it.
Gail Faschenbauer Cooper is the author of Whatever Happened to Pudding Pops, The Lost Toys, Tastes, and Trends of the 1970s and 80s. Gail, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Don't you forget about me.